You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Monday and it's June 23rd. And this morning we are remembering George Carlin, the comedian who died yesterday. And we're asking you for your favorite thoughts on him, your favorite words from him. And you can give us that at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And here's a question for you, especially if you live in California. What if you wanted to know about your DNA?
I do, actually.
You do want to know, but you don't live in California, though.
No, but if I did, I would want to know.
Right. But you wouldn't be able to, as of today, go to the 13 companies who offer it as a service.
Why not?
Because the state of California says that they are not medically prepared, that they don't have the expertise to test your DNA and to give you that information in a way that would be safe for you.
I want the information. The companies say they have it. The state of California Health Department says, no, these companies aren't qualified to give me that information.
That's what we understand. Wired reporter Alexis Madrigal, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
And is that how it works, Alexis?
That's the basic idea. The state of California is saying that these tests haven't really been medically validated, although the way they're making the argument is largely procedural. They sent cease and desist letters to 13 companies saying basically you need to have a doctor involved in the process and your test results need to be validated. The only problem is that for a lot of the more complex tests, like the kind of genome-wide scans offered by like the most innovative companies in this space, Navigenics and 23andMe, it's kind of unclear what level of evidence the state wants to validate those tests.
Unclear because why?
Well, because, you know, the 13 companies that they've sent the letter to, we don't know all of them, but the ones that we know that they have really different businesses and they have really different types of genetic testing, and yet the identical letter was sent to all the companies. And so right now it kind of looks like this was more of a shot across the bow. Like this was like, hey, look, genetic testing companies, we're coming to get you, and you need to kind of watch out. And so today is the day that these genetic testing companies have to return fire and basically offer up some sort of compliance plan. And so right now, company sources that I've been in touch with are saying, hey, look, we're scrambling to do this. We're trying to get this done by the end of today. They've only had less than 2 weeks to put something together, at which point the ball will be back in the state of California.
Let's start at the beginning. The California officials say that the DNA companies are essentially practicing medicine without a license. What happens? I go in there, I give blood, and they give me a rundown of my DNA?
You actually don't even need to do that. You order the test on the internet. They send you a vial. You spit into it and send it back to them. They process your results, usually via kind of an outsourced lab, and then they present you with sort of some sort of genetic risk assessment about your various susceptibilities to heritable diseases. So that's the way that it would work. The state of California says a physician needs to initiate that test.
What are they worried about?
They're worried about, you know, there was a meeting that they had that Wired covered, basically saying they're worried about the worried well, that people will take these tests, find genetic information about themselves, and then use that to make clinically poor decisions. Now, what those decisions might be, because a lot of these kind of risk factors are about, you know, your risk of getting cancer, or you're going to live healthier, you're going to, like, work out more and smoke less. I mean, it's hard to tell exactly what it is that they're worried about.
It sounds like the state of California Health Department is worried about people in California having more anxiety. Whoa.
I mean, and I think it's a question of, are we really creating the worried well? Or are people willing to spend $1,000 to $2,500 right now on these tests? Are they already worried, and that's why they're doing this? I mean, I think maybe down the road, like in a few years, when you see the cost of these tests dropping, you know, into like the double or triple digit dollars. So you're talking like $50 or $100 to get some of these things. But maybe at that point, you might worry about, you know, the mainstream market not quite being ready to understand this information. But if you're willing to plunk down $2,500, you're clearly willing to put some time in to understand the results that you've received.
It certainly has lit up the blogosphere. There's this one blog from Daniel at Genetic Future. He says, really what this boils down to is a turf war between old school medical models and the upstart advocates of free information kind of in this Google world. You buy that?
I do, actually. I really buy it. I think that at least at Wired, we're looking at this absolutely as an information wants to be free sort of situation. And I think if you look at the history of information, especially in the Internet age, it's just kind of been a steamroller blowing away previous industries. And I think a lot of doctors right now are saying, hey, look, we're the ones who should be the gatekeepers for this information. On the other hand, I mean, basically, the rest of the consumer marketplace says the consumer is the person who's going to be in control.
Okay, so Alexis, today the ball is in the court of these 13 genetic testing companies. And we should note, obviously, people can get a prescription from their doctor to get their DNA testing. It would just happen within the medical universe as opposed to in the free market universe of these companies that offer it.
Right. It would be, yeah, they could. They're really trying to shut down direct-to-consumer testing.
Alexis Madrigal from Wired Magazine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great morning.
Do doctors have the expertise? That's one question. And the other thing is, do you really have more control, even if you have this information? Maybe that's the Wired illusion.
Me personally, I'm not sure I'd want to have it without some medical. I wouldn't build my own house. I wouldn't. I don't know. Anyhow.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.